This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Talking about unity of the humanity, which is very fundamental. Today, we're living in a fragmented world, a world full of hatred, full of killings, crises, and what have you, confrontations around religious identities, around ethnic identities, and so on. Why is this happening to us?
The conflict in the world is for various reasons. One of the main reasons is for power, it is for money, it is for status, it is for land, because most of the people think that world is everything. But if you go back to the scriptures, if you go to Quran says in Surah Mulk, chapter number 67, verse number 2, Alladhi khalaqal mauta wal hayata. It is Allah who has created death and life to test which of his good indeeds. So this life is temporary, it's a test for you. So if everyone realizes that the life is temporary, then you won't run after wealth and dunya so much. For example, when I'm traveling, I come to Nigeria, I stay in a temporary hotel. I don't buy a house for me. Why? Because I know I'm going to be in Nigeria for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that's it. So if you know that the world is temporary, you will not behave like a person who wants to hoard wealth. So main life is the life after death. Yes. And most of the religions say the same thing. So if every human being understands that this life is temporary, it's the test for the hereafter, then you find the difference. And that's what I mentioned in my talk, Al-Quran, the global necessity, that Quran talks about the path to salvation, about Jannah. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this world, for the believer, is like a prison. And for the unbeliever, it is like paradise. So there was a poor Jew who approached Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, the famous scholar, who wrote the Sharah of Sahih Bukhari at this time. When he was walking in the marketplace, you know, on his mule with his big entourage, so this poor Jew comes and catches his mule and says, your prophet said this, that this world is a prison for the believer, and for the unbeliever,
It's paradise.
It's paradise. I'm a poor man, my clothes are torn, tattered, you're so rich, you're having all the luxury. How can you explain to me this hadith of your prophet? So Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani said that I know what awaits for a believer in the hereafter, paradise.
That's right.
And if you compare paradise to any human being living in this world, he may be the richest man, he may be the king, but compared to the life in paradise, which is million times better, this is like a prison. So first part I explained, that because if we know that in the hereafter for the believers who follow the commandments of Almighty God, they'll go to paradise. So the paradise compared to the richest man in this world, he may be a king, he may be a sultan, he may be a president, he may be a prime minister. Compared to the next life, this life is like a prison. For the unbeliever, if he knows the hell he's going to go in, even if the poorest man here, yet this will be paradise as compared to hereafter. So if you understand this hadith, that life is a test, then you will not strive to acquire wealth or power or status. You'll strive to get benefit in the akhirah. That's it.